People is very exemplary. All over the world, we talk about Radha Gopinath Mandir. That wonderful brahmacharis, wonderful grahasthas, I mean, so many things, wonderful classes that we get books from here. This Prerna and other books that has been printed here, we take and we study to give the classes. So in one sense, like we see the example of devotees, the service which is going on, the consoling system which is here, the cohesiveness between the devotees, their friendship that they have, and working together. So that is spirit is really that we all want to learn. So in that respect, I'm really happy to be with her, with you. I really don't have much message to tell you or give you anything. Kinchan Krishna Prabhu gave a very wonderful lecture, and I'm thankful to him and thankful to all of you to allow me to see you, visit you. I'm coming after almost 4 years to this temple. Just a little about what this Bhakti Yoga is that you are all practicing. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Jnanam Chayad Ahivatikam. Bhakti Yoga. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Jnanam Chayad Ahivatikam. That one who does devotional service or practices devotional service, then automatically he develops humbleness, automatically he develops detachment, automatically he develops knowledge that which by which he can advance in Krishna consciousness. Like we hear from example of say Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was he gone for a practically impossible boon that he wanted, but he went to Krishna, Vasudev, Narayan, to ask for more greater kingdom than his own great grandfather. That's from Brahmaji. So Brahmalok is the highest in this material world, and he wanted to have more than that. And when he saw Krishna, then he forgot that I do not want those. He understood that now I have seen you, there is no need for any kind of material boons. I have obtained the diamond, why I should be looking for broken piece of glasses. And anyway, Krishna gave him that position better than Brahma in his own Shirodak Shai Vishnu. He came and he gave him the position in the polar star where nobody was residing before. So he was the first made to live in that place and rule over. Although he came as a devotee, and he not like he was like a king or he accepted him, but as a service mode he took that position. But in the same way, like you see, the people who approach to far, like to demigods, their purpose, like you see the greatest example is Hiranyakashipu, Ravan we see this Vrakasur or Bhasmasur. Bhasmasur was born from Bhasma, the ashes of Lord Shiva. And then he was worshipping Lord Shiva to get the boon. So the boon was that whomever I touch, they get burned. And first thing that he experimented was on Lord Shiva. So that let me just see whether that is becomes fruitful or not, whether Lord Shiva I can kill him or not, and let me enjoy Mother Parvati. So that is the condition of the demonic people. They may be very, very austere, but they are very envious. So unless we give up this envious mentality and take it seriously, become very humble, the humility like Prabhuji was saying, then all your austerities, all your work would become fruitless. In case of like Hiranyakashipu, he 1,000 years that he meditated on Lord of Brahma and engaging in kind of like demigod worship. But he asked also the boon, the same way very that I became a mortal, which Brahmaji could not give. But what Krishna gives is something that nobody can give. So if you engage in devotional service to Krishna, that's the highest, that is the perfection of life. That's what we all should be doing. You are all engaged in the highest perfectional stage of human life that one can obtain, and that is obtained by devotional service, which is shown really, whole Bhagavatam is shown practically right in this temple by the example of Bhagavad Dharma that we follow. So it's a very, very high. It is given in all many, many times in Srimad Bhagavatam, the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that you hear is the life of the devotees, what you are all practicing. in a very, very practical way. And same example has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam by the way of different kings, different personalities who came, how they lived that life that has been lived here in the life of the devotees. So what Srila Prabhupada taught us is the highest philosophy, is the in a most simplified way, and as Prabhuji was saying, was preached to the, all the fallen souls, derelicts, drug addicts. I come from the West. I have been there for last 37, 38 years. So I have observed all that, that how those people that from hippies, how they became happy. Means in beginning days also I was there from almost 71. So I have been seeing this, and what their service attitude, their humility, and what they have preached all over the world by following 100% to Srila Prabhupada, having full faith in the words of Prabhupada, that has been very, very important. You see another example like Ravana also, similar way that he did so much austerities and pleased Lord Brahma by giving his 10 heads, 9 heads, and he was wanted to offer a 10th head also. And then Lord Brahma came and he asked him the boon. He wanted to have more better wealth than Kubera. So this is our mentality who are demonic. They want to enjoy. Their practices is all for increasing their sense of gratification, not for pleasing Krishna. So that is the difference in the mentality. If somebody is pleasing Krishna, if somebody is trying their best, somehow that by my activities, devotees should be pleased, Krishna should be pleased, let me render some devotional service. And opposite mentality is this demonic mentality that goes always that how I please my senses, how I could increase my opulence, my greatness. So if that tendency is not there, if we have full humble humility and service attitude to please Krishna, then naturally we can advance fast. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Swami Krishi Prabhu and Her Grace Anartha Mataji, she is seated there. His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhu is in Srila Prabhupada's glorious mission since 1972. Mataji and Prabhuji both got initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1977 at New Vrindavan Temple. Currently is the temple president of New Jersey Temple Tobacco, New Jersey. And he has been the temple president since 1996 for the last 12 years. And in spiritual life, there is no competition. There is only cooperation. Before this, he was doing his medical practice and has been serving in so many places in America, especially in Philadelphia. He's a very humility personified. And most of you would have seen him in the last hour, Mayapur Dham Yatra. Even during Guru Puja, he was always carrying Srila Prabhupada. So let us welcome these great souls to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir in our traditional way, chanting by loudly 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you would like to say about your New Jersey, some few projects.
See, you have a wonderful temple, very, very beautiful, so many times for all of you. Our temple, there was a 12-13-story temple in Manhattan, 55th Street, 8th Avenue. So I used to go there, very opulent. Prabhupada used to like it, being multi-story, and it was like a world headquarter for ISKCON. That was during 72-73 that came. And Prabhupada used to stay there, and his quarter was on 13th floor. But somehow devotees could not manage that. The temple was sold, and in about 1980. So in 81, there was 3 main deities, Gaur Nitai, then there was Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and there is Radha Govindadev. So Radha Govindadev, then they were moved to Brooklyn Temple, presently they are there. And Gaur Nitai deities are in Tobacco Temple, where I do the management. So wonderful, very beautiful temple in ISKCON movement. And that building is very old. It's so we purchased a new land. Prabhuji wanted me to tell you about our project, what we are doing now. So that land is about 3.5 acres. We bought last year at a cost of $1.9 million. So we want to build a beautiful temple, like in Russia they are building with nice glass and domes, and there is really so far there is no Vedic temple in America. It's bought, some church has been bought, or some old building like a residential house. Our temple was like a governor's mansion. It did house one nursing home one time. So it's not a very large temple, and about 125 years old, so it is deteriorating. What temples you see in India, you cannot really imagine that. You may be thinking that in America it may be large, huge temple, many devotees, but it's not like that. Most of the temples are small, humble, some old house or old church which is not repairable even. But somehow the worship is going on, the devotees, they come, and program is going on. So we are endeavoring to build this temple at cost of about $10 million. So there is a plan, we have to submit to the city for permission and start building, but main thing is the fund. Here there are many people who do help in projects very easily, like in this Heaven on Earth project came up almost 44 crores and they could raise that fund and build it. But in America, everybody belongs to some sector or another, some group. Like there are some Parsippany, where we bought this land, there are already 3 Swaminarayan temples, 1 Sanatan temple, and our is the 5th temple. It's not a very big city, about 100,000 population, with Indians being about 30% Indians. So we want to build there, but it's close to New York, about 28 miles from New York, and people there, driving is not as difficult. People like to drive for 1 hour, 2 hours to come to certain functions. So thinking that way, we bought this land, that it is centrally located, close to all the highways, close to New York. What is blocking us is the fundraising. I met Guptaji today, so he asked me to please come, and he will say that personally he will help, and he will see that you get enough referrals from me. So I came basically to see Deshbandhu Guptaji, and I will be meeting him. But if anybody has any plans or any way to help build temple, it is in preaching to those devotees who have really changed turned the face of the globe by their coming from west to the east, and they have met so many devotees. They came in, they preached here, and we are all here now because of those Westerner devotees. So we owe to them. This movement is started in America. You all know that. So that is 22nd Avenue, that I go there quite many times. That is the first temple in ISKCON, in New York, in Manhattan area. So that project is there that we want to take care and build that. It is in glorification of Srila Prabhupada and for preaching movement. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there is one important announcement. All Prabhujis, when going down for prasadam, are requested to take the back staircase behind the Gaur Nithai Hall. And please do not take the staircase near the main entrance. Please take this back staircase behind the Gaur Nithai Hall. Matajis can take the same usual staircase that they normally take on every Sunday. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya.